This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Speaking of busy days, I have some busy days here at the radio station during our fundraiser here this week. So here today and tomorrow, that's Thursday and Friday, you're going to hear the sermon I just preached on Resurrection Day this past Sunday. It was a short message, so we'll hear it in two programs. The title of the message is taken from John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, where Jesus says, "I am the resurrection." Interesting that the Greek word there for resurrection, the word anastasis, means to stand again. And I love that idea. Indeed, you and I will stand again here coming up soon, one day. And I love the promise in this message that all those who live and believe in me shall never die. That's the number one thing on my bucket list, friend, is not dying. Let's hear this message now from this past Easter at Island Community Church.
Happy Easter to you all. Happy Resurrection Day. For all of you that don't take kindly to the word Easter, either way, this is certainly my favorite of favorites regarding Christian holidays. I mean, I certainly love Christmas. There's something special about that Christian holiday. But we're never instructed to honor that day. But Resurrection Day. So today's celebration represents the entire Christian faith. Amen? What is a Christian? What makes him different than a Muslim or a Hindu or an atheist or an agnostic or just a plain unbeliever? Reminds me of a church sign I saw the other day. My wife bought me these church signs. You know, each day it's a calendar with the church signs on it. Yesterday's was, "To all my Christian friends, happy Easter. To all my Jewish friends, happy Passover. To all my atheist friends, good luck." I kind of like that, right up my alley. But what is a Christian? What makes them different than any of these other people? Well, today is it. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, you see, no luck involved. It's your faith and what the Son of God did on the cross. No luck. You don't need to roll dice and wonder whether or not you're going to make it or not. Because He has conquered death and the grave. No luck involved. What is a Christian? What's so special or different about the Christian faith? Why Christian? Why not a Muslim? I mean, Muslims are in today. That's the religion of choice today, isn't it? The whole world, everyone loves the Muslim. And they kill the Christian. Look around. Why believe at all? Why believe in anything other than myself? I anticipate the question, what makes what you believe any different than what anybody else believes? Why Christianity? Well, today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. If you brought your Bible, turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. John, chapter 11, verse 25. John, chapter 11, verse 25. Lord Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So today, on this Easter morning, I want to share with you briefly why Christian. Why the Christian faith? I want to share with you why Christian and not something else. I want to share with you God's exciting and yet fearful promises. First off, this declaration of truth spoken by Christ. He says, I am the resurrection. Think about that. I am. Such a common phrase. Part of our English language, right? I am. I am Paul. I am hungry. Listen as I put this microphone over here. It's why I wear this one now, because I am hungry. I am excited. The day I'm not excited anymore, you got to hire another pastor. Sorry. He makes me, no, I'm not sorry. He makes me excited. The kind of life that I lived before, I'm excited. God's been good to me. I share it with you. I am willing. I am. A declaration of the verb to be. I am. You are. He is. I am is also the very name of God. When they put it in English, he said, before Abraham was, I am. So I am is a declaration. Not a guaranteed fact, but a declaration. Now, John Lennon declared, we are. That is, I am in plural. We are more popular than Jesus Christ. Satan says, I will set my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Statements, none of which are true. But Jesus said, not I am hungry, not I am tired, not I am happy, not even I will. But Jesus says, I am. The resurrection. He doesn't have to say, I will. The I am takes care of the I will. Once you're I am, you will do everything. Like he said, I am the way. Like he said, I am the truth. Like he said, I am the life. Here he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now concerning the resurrection, on the anniversary of this day, as it was last Sunday, remember last Sunday we looked at Palm Sunday, how it was March 29th. We proved through the word of God last Sunday, we looked at 173,880 days after King Artaxerxes gave the command to rebuild Jerusalem. 173,880 days took us to March the 29th, 33 AD. That's what we looked at last week. So this week, this Passion Week, everything has fallen on the anniversary. You know, like sometimes Easter, you know, you never know when Easter is going to be. You never know when Passover is going to be. This year, this day is the day that Jesus rose up from the dead. Not just the celebration of that day. It was this day. On this day, I am the resurrection. Now, concerning the resurrection, like I said, on the anniversary of this very day, every word he ever spoke was authenticated. When he was raised from the dead, he was seen by over 500 eyewitnesses after his resurrection. I am the resurrection. I love the Greek word here. I was looking it up. Never dawned on me what this word is. The word is the word anastasis. Stasis means to stand. Anna, A-N-A, means again. Funny, isn't it? Not to be raised up again. The word resurrection means to stand again. And hallelujah, you will stand again. If you die and leave this world with the name of Jesus Christ on your lips, your name written in his book of life, indeed you will stand again. I promise you that. You will stand again. That's what this word means. Resurrection. Now let's clarify this statement. Let's turn back a few chapters to chapter 5 of the Gospel of John. Let's look at this promise in action. John chapter 5, starting in verse 25. I think it's one of these weeks we're going to make it out of here in under an hour. There's one hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 25. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is. Notice he says this. Sometimes he says the hour is coming and now is. And sometimes he says the hour is coming. Here he says the hour is coming and now is. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. I guess that's now. That's you and me today, right? The dead. The dead will hear. As it was back then, the dead heard. Not ultimately yet, though. We'll get to that one in a minute. The hour is coming and now is. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he's granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28. Now do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming. Notice he doesn't say, and now is. The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Colon. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life. Or in other words, those that have done good will stand again. Those that have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Unfortunately, you're going to stand again then too. What this means is that Jesus has all authority over everyone in the grave. Matter of fact, he says he's got the keys. It says he has the keys of death and he has the keys of Hades. Some translations say hell. He's got the keys of hell. What do keys do? They either lock you in or unlock you and let you out. And the time is coming sometime soon when he's going to use this authority to raise the dead. As he was raised from the dead some 2,000 years ago, literally on this very day. The hour is coming in which all those that are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. And there's two types of people in this world as this passage points out, those that have done good and those that have done evil. And yet Jesus says, why do you call me good? No one is good, but one that is God. God help you. What's your plan, people? What's your plan? The Son of God says, no one is good, but one. See, the only way for God to declare you good is for him to see Jesus, his son, when he looks at you. I've heard the president say, if I had a son, he would look like so-and-so. Well, in this case, God's got adopted sons, and you need to look like his son, Jesus Christ. He says, also, if I had a son, he would look like this.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I thank you. You have been my comfort.